back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams, and it's always good to have him on. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Sandy, before we let you back in, let's give CJ a chance to respond, and he only had a couple minutes, but he is exactly what I think is a major problem in this country. People who act like we're at war with the Soviet Union. We are not at war with the Soviet Union, and people who act like they want to see us wind up at war with the Soviet Union. CJ, go ahead.
Well, thanks, Earl. Joe Biden stepped outside, didn't read from the teleprompter, and now he's created gas that the White House is reacting to.
Didn't Donald Trump do that a lot when he went off the prompter?
Listen, yes. He made NATO countries, he maybe went off the rails, but there were access to him. He was in front of the cameras answering the questions more than I would have liked to have seen, but he was straightforward with the American people. Now, the gentleman, Sandy, said my message was simplistic, but it was factual. Not once did Putin invade another country. Biden over in Warsaw said sanctions were never meant to deter. This man couldn't stay in power in the White House. The White House is walking it back. He said that we're going to respond in kind to chemical weapons. That means we're going to use chemical weapons. Now the White House is walking that back. It was now Biden's message is not that we're going to defend Ukraine. We're at war with Putin when he said regime change, because we're only there to help Ukraine defend themselves. Not true anymore. And Putin's going to use it against Biden that he's after him, like he's been saying all along. This is all due to Biden's weakness in Afghanistan, and then it's also due to when he was vice president and they drew a red line in Syria.
Okay, I don't know. Wait a minute, man. So we're not going to go back to all of that, but let's Sandy respond to you. Sandy?
Well, CJ, there's a kernel of truth in what you're saying in terms of the potential issues created by Biden in his gaffe about being after Putin. But I think that the parallel you want to draw, that this wouldn't have happened under Trump and that Trump was somehow a sager, better manager of international affairs, is where we get off the rails. Trump is the fellow who just about a month ago said that the way he would handle this is he would take some fighter jets and paint them as if they were Chinese fighter jets and make an attack on Russia and get a diversionary war going between Russia and China. Which was absolute craziness. And the fact that a presidential pretender would say that is so far off the rails that, I think the fact that we've got a president in office who's made some gaffes, and compare them to the gaffes that Trump made. Look, let's not make a comparison. Let's not try to say that what's happening now is proof that someone like Donald Trump should be president. If we just want to talk about the potential problems created by Biden and what he said in Poland over the weekend, I think we're willing to have a conversation about that, because the United States generally has probably created more problems by being too tough towards Russia than we have by being too soft towards Russia. And the withdrawal, or the unfortunate withdrawal from Afghanistan, incidentally, Russia had probably the most unfortunate withdrawal from Afghanistan that can be imagined. They lost more than half of the 100,000 people they lost in Afghanistan during a very unfortunate and chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. So, let's not go overboard about just what the withdrawal from Afghanistan has meant in world affairs. But I think we can talk straight up about whether the United States is at risk for being pushed into taking too tough a position towards towards Russia right now. And incidentally, the people pushing in the direction of taking a tougher position, most of them are residing on the Republican side of the aisle. So, let's just not get too confused with ourselves. We're getting wound up in our socks, a little confused with the facts. The fact is, America has to tread very carefully, and we have to tread carefully with respect to Ukraine. We have to tread carefully with respect to Russia, and we have to tread carefully with respect to the rhetoric we use inside our country, because the danger we have right now is that we will get pushed by people like you to take a tougher position in Ukraine than we ought to be taking. Yeah. And you're talking from both sides of your mouth, CJ, when you criticize the president for gaffes which suggest that he's going to be too tough with Russia, and then you also suggest that we ought to get tougher in the Ukraine war, and we're letting Russia push us around. So which way do you want it? But I totally agree that a debate about foreign affairs is something that we ought to be having, and we ought to be carefully figuring out what is a prudent sort of foreign affairs that we ought to be having. And I think if we'd had that debate, for instance, during the Trump administration, Trump did a number of things to make Russia feel more cornered with respect to Ukraine. And I think the question is, how did we set the table for Ukraine, and now what do we do about it?
CJ, he's gone.
No.
CJ, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So last response to Sandy. Go ahead.
Well, mere fact is, none of that happened under Trump. And he forced NATO countries to pay their fair share. He didn't want to get out of NATO. He just wanted them to pay their fair share. Now they are, and that's a great thing. But Sandy's being too simplistic, talking scenarios that didn't happen. Everything I stated are factual. Biden created his own gaffes, and he continues to. And I don't think he's running the show.
Hey, CJ, I'm going to have to let you go, man, because if you can't even discern that what is taking place and the inherent dangers with this situation, that all you can do is use the talking points of gaffes. Man, don't you guys understand the dangers that Sandy is and others are trying to get you to understand? That will occur, you know, by acting as though, you know, well, the tough United States needs to be, you know, we need to make it clear to Russia, you know, what we are going to be doing, and we're the ones in power. If you can't separate, you know, what you hear on television from conservative talk show hosts and reality, man, there's not much we can do to help you. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, he represents even Republican senators and congressmen who say the same kind of things that he's echoing. And I get it. Republicans want to say and do anything they can to put President Biden in a position of weakness, so in hopes that 2024 Republicans will then regain the White House. And so they don't really care at all about the impact of what is taking place right now with this. They're not going to ever look to say, well, okay, we've got to at least understand the inherent dangers in this rhetoric. And you know, every move we make, if you know anything about chess, which I think many of these Republicans don't, we're kind of in a situation like that, and one move is going to impact the next move. You know, that's pretty simplistic, Sandy, but the truth of the matter is one false, one wrong move will checkmate it all.
Yeah, it's very dicey, and we've sort of created some of the diciness ourselves. And foreign affairs involves lots of complexity. It's not simple. And I think CJ and the people, some people want to, you know, it's interesting. If you're in opposition to the existing president, you want to criticize everything he does. And so they want to criticize him for, CJ, if you listen to him, was criticizing Biden some of his gaffes, which suggested that he was going to be too tough with Russia. And on the flip side of that, he was basically saying that Trump, this wouldn't have happened under Trump because Trump would have been tougher with Russia. And you can't have it both ways. And the fact is that what we really need is a great deal of prudence, forethought, and moderation in the way we deal diplomatically with the rest of the world. And, of course, prudence, moderation, and diplomacy are three words that would never be applied to Donald Trump. Is it true that Biden has possibly made some errors in terms of things he said as compared to what the policy should be? Yeah, I think that is true. And clearly over the weekend it was, the White House had to straighten some things out. But White House did straighten them out.
Sandy, we've got to go to a break. And I guess the question becomes, is there diplomacy taking place? You know, you don't hear much about it. I'm sure there's diplomacy taking place between the United States and Russia. That, you know, may be a different story, but clearly there's diplomacy taking place between Russia and Ukraine. But where are we at in that diplomacy? We've got to go to a break. On the line, Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.